Good morning. After a few days which felt like summer across interior New York and New England with highs in the 80s, we're back down to a more early spring-like feel as high pressure is building in behind the front that swung off the eastern seaboard overnight. A stiff northwest breeze drove temperatures back down into the 40s and lower 50s, and that's where we begin the day, with some sunshine mixing with clouds as some upper-level energy continues to pivot through the region. These clouds will tend to dissipate during the day with that high pressure center building in, and we will enjoy mostly sunny skies. The breeze out of the northwest will persist, at times gusting over 20 miles per hour, and high temperatures will largely be in the lower to mid 60s across the area. As we get into the night tonight, skies will be clear and the wind will die out, and this will allow temperatures to drop back into the 40s for overnight lows. That strong high pressure center will continue to dominate the weather into the day tomorrow, keeping it mostly sunny and dry. High temperatures will make it into the upper 60s to around 70. On Thursday, we'll track a low pressure center through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. Warmer air will flow in on a southwesterly breeze, and highs will reach the lower 70s with a bit more humidity. As a cold front approaches in the afternoon hours, this will touch off around to scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some of these could be on the stronger side, so we'll watch that as we head through the next few days on Thursday afternoon and into Thursday night. That front will clear off the coast late Thursday night and dry us out for the day on Friday, with mostly sunny skies to round out the work week and begin the holiday weekend. High temperatures on Friday afternoon will bounce back into the lower 70s. Another system will approach for the beginning of the holiday weekend. Sunshine on Saturday morning will give way to increasing clouds with scattered late-day showers and thunderstorms lower to mid-70s, but right now it looks dry for both Sunday and Memorial Day on Monday, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the threat of severe weather will shift east today from the southern plains to the Ozarks of Missouri and northern Arkansas, and it's not anticipated to be as widespread as yesterday's risk. Still, the storms could be dangerous as the Storm Prediction Center has issued an enhanced risk of severe weather, while a slight risk extends south and west into Texas and central and eastern Kansas. Once again, heavy rain will be expected, and the Weather Prediction Center has issued a slight risk for flash flooding for Oklahoma, northern Arkansas, and southern Illinois. On the northern and western portion of this deep storm, temperatures are going to be well below average, with readings 20 to 30 degrees below normal across Arizona and the Four Corners, the central high plains of eastern Wyoming, western Nebraska, northeast Colorado, and portions of adjacent South Dakota and Kansas. The remainder of the Intermountain West will be 10 to 20 degrees below normal. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 27 degrees, with a west wind at 82, gusting to 87 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, patchy fog and 17 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 39, 66% relative humidity, a west wind at 14, gusting to 25 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.89 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy, lower 70s, Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 56, the average temperature 70, that's 11 degrees above normal. 0.18 of an inch of rain yesterday, 2.45 inches for the month, which is 0.23 of an inch above normal, and 15.09 inches for the year, which is 1.70 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 5 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 8, that's 1 below normal, and 10 cooling degree days for the season, which is 3 below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 92, set in 1941, and the record low, 32, in 1949. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m., 14 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with the outside chance of a scattered shower today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and breezy today with highs right around 70. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, pleasant, upper 60s to around 70. Partly sunny on Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms by the end of the day, lower 70s. Mostly sunny, near 70 on Friday. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Saturday with a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday in the mid-70s, and on Memorial Day, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.